Good morning, my brothers stood across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today comes from Psalm 4 and verse 1, and it reads, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." In today's text of scripture, my attention is drawn to the phrase, "You have enlarged me when I was in distress." This was King David's conclusion at a stage in his life upon his reflections on happenings in his life. I have to say that in a sense, from my understanding of scripture, there are about three sources through which distress may come into your life. Number one, through your actions or inactions. Number two, through attacks from the enemy against your life and destiny. And number three, through paths the Lord has ordained for you to pass through to rise to your next level. Your response to these three sources of distress has to be different and to depend on the result of your discovery through discernment concerning their source. If it is from your actions or inactions, all that you have to do is to correct your mistake. If it is from the enemy of your soul, you have to exercise your authority in Christ and vehemently resist him, and he will flee from you. If you discern, however, that it is from the Lord, then you have to ask him for grace to survive the season so that you can thrive in the next season that he is bringing you into. This is because he is at work in you both to will and to do according to his good pleasure. In life, you may have insight about the present and foresight about the future, but it is hindsight about the past that connects the dots concerning what the Lord has already done or what he's doing in your life. David was a man who went through distress at different ages, stages, and phases of his life, but his conclusion upon reflection was that his distress was allowed to enlarge his capacity. Distress is a precursor to enlargement, depending on your attitude to it. That means that part of your preparation for enlargement should be preparation for the right attitude in distress, because it is the canal to enlargement. The word distress, as it is used in this text of scripture, means narrow. It means tight place. It means straits. And it means trouble. Psalm 115 verse 14 declares, "May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children." It is very important that you discern the ways of God, because his ways are not your ways and his thoughts are not your thoughts. God's desire, however, is for his ways to become your way and his thoughts to become your thoughts. One of the ways of God is to use distressing, unsettling situations to bring about enlargement and increase in your life. The succession of situations and circumstances that have taken place in your life is being used by God to enlarge and increase you. In his wisdom, he tends to comfort the troubled and trouble the comfortable, all in a bid to take you to your next level in your life and destiny. As you prepare for enlargement, your attitude is very important. Your attitude to distress is what will determine the level of enlargement that you experience in the next level. Distress comes to prepare you for the next stage, season, or phase of your life. You need to see it not just for what it is, but for what it was sent to do in your life. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you for your ordinations and mandate in my life. I align my heart with your heart and submit my will to your will. I receive grace for enlargement in every distress. I have room in every tight place. My mind is stretched to soar to new heights of possibilities. I am conserved for increase and enlargement. Every experience and encounter from the Lord brings to pass all that's written in your book, in your eternal counsels concerning me. I receive grace to endure, persevere, and persist in the process of becoming. It's a new season of enlargement for me. In Yeshua's name, Amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua HaMashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com using next steps so that we can help you further. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. Or simply copy the link and paste in your browser and it will take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeyeku. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.